Welcome to Thriving with Arthritis. I'm Dr. Diana Garnita, your host and an experienced rheumatologist. In this podcast, we explore arthritis and autoimmune diseases, covering topics like rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, gout, and much more. From valuable insights to cutting-edge research, this podcast is your guide. Whether you are new to this condition or you are a long-time warrior, Thriving with Arthritis is here to support you. Welcome to Thriving with Arthritis podcast. I am your host, Dr. Diana Garnita, a rheumatologist that is dedicated to help people like you understand and manage arthritis and autoimmune diseases. In my last episode, we talked about what is rheumatoid arthritis, what are the risk factors that will increase the chances to develop this disease, and we also discussed about how rheumatoid arthritis presents. Today, we will explore much more about rheumatoid arthritis. We will discuss about the uncommon signs of rheumatoid arthritis, and these are signs or symptoms that you have, but you might be ignoring, and you shouldn't. Most people that will come to me for a consultation will complain about pain, and will complain about joint pain, especially in the hands or feet or other joints. They will complain about swelling in the joints, their inability to use the hands or walk properly, and a significant morning stiffness. And this morning stiffness can last for 1 hour or even more. But as they move in the day or as they move through the day, they will feel better, especially because the stiffness will go away with movement. But when I start to interview them, I find that they have so many other signs and symptoms that they don't even think are caused by rheumatoid arthritis. So let's dive deeper. About 25% of people with rheumatoid arthritis develop something that we call Raynaud's phenomenon. What is Raynaud's phenomenon? So Raynaud's disease or Raynaud's phenomenon is a change in the color of your fingers or toes. But sometimes the change in color can happen at the nose level or at the ears. Your fingers can become white and can be very painful, and they can present with tingling and numbness. And then the fingers, from white, they will turn bluish or blue as the blood supply in this area decreases, and then they will turn again red because the blood supply is restored. And this is because your small vessels, which we call capillaries, they become very sensitive and they react to cold or even emotions by becoming smaller. The smaller they are, the less blood supply they're gonna have. These episodes can last for a few minutes or a few seconds or can last longer, but patients will often describe that they are very painful. Another common sign is dryness. Dryness in the eyes or dryness in the mouth. Many patients with rheumatoid arthritis will describe that when the joints are active or when the joints are more swollen, they will also have a lot of dryness in the eyes and in the mouth. The dryness in the eyes, they describe it as a sand-like sensation or redness in the eyes and can be very bothersome. The dryness in the mouth is also unpleasant, and it can lead to gum disease or periodontal disease. We call this Sika symptoms or a secondary form of Sjogren's disease. Now, Sjogren's disease can also manifest in different forms. It can be a disease that is independent or can come secondary or can coexist with other autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus. Let me tell you about another sign or symptoms that patients with rheumatoid arthritis will have. And these are signs or symptoms of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Let me go over once again. Let me tell you about another sign or symptoms that my patients will describe. In my clinic, rheumatologist on call, I had multiple patients who were sent here by a hand surgeon because they had carpal tunnel symptoms. They tried to fix them, but it didn't work. In patients with rheumatoid arthritis, The carpal tunnel syndrome is usually affecting both hands. And this is unusual because most of the time, if you use one hand, you can develop symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome in that hand that you use many times. But when you have both hands with carpal tunnel syndrome, this could be much more. And there are just a few situations where you can have bilateral or both hands with carpal tunnel syndrome. And they are if you are pregnant, if you are a diabetic, or if you have a severe thyroid disease. But if you don't have any of these diseases, this can be a sign of rheumatoid arthritis. So before you go to surgery, check with a rheumatologist, because unfortunately, I have seen many patients who went through a few surgeries for carpal tunnel syndrome in both hands without any success, and they were finally sent to be evaluated by a rheumatologist. In certain situations, I hear patients that were not diagnosed yet that they presented to their doctor with difficulties to breathe. Some patients might start developing shortness of breath with walking, while others will experience it with rest. In this process of evaluation for a lung disease, they usually get tested also for an autoimmune disease. And rheumatoid arthritis is one of those autoimmune diseases that can affect the lungs. So if you have shortness of breath, but you test positive for certain tests that are specific for rheumatoid arthritis, like rheumatoid factor, anti-CCP antibodies, or even with a positive ANA test, you should see a specialist like me, a rheumatologist. In other situations, patients that already have rheumatoid arthritis, after years of battling inflammation, if they are not treated properly, they can also develop shortness of breath because rheumatoid arthritis, as I said, can affect their lungs. Another sign or symptom, once again, another symptom that can affect patients with rheumatoid arthritis is neck pain. So if you have neck pain and rheumatoid arthritis, you should know that this can be a sign of rheumatoid arthritis or inflammation caused by rheumatoid arthritis affecting your neck. It can be very bothersome, but if you develop pain that goes down to your arms, you should definitely check with your doctor. And this is very important because if you have or if you schedule any surgery that will require intubation, then you should remind your doctors that you suffer from rheumatoid arthritis. They will have to x-ray your neck and to evaluate if there are any signs of problems like subluxation or instability of the cervical spine. Because in this process of intubation, if the spine is not properly addressed, then you can develop severe complications. You can have fractures of the spine and you can also develop a paralysis. So you don't want that to happen. About 30 to 50% of patients with rheumatoid arthritis, they will complain about pain in the jaw. And this is because there is an inflammation at the level of the temporomandibular joint. So if you start developing facial pain, headaches, ear discomfort, if you cannot open your mouth fully, if you hear a lot of clicking or popping noises in the jaw, or if you have jaw locking, make sure you check with your doctor because this might be a sign of active rheumatoid arthritis. As I said before, rheumatoid arthritis can also affect multiple organs, including your eyes, and it can cause inflammation of the white part of the eyes that we call the sclera. And this inflammation is scientifically called scleritis or episcleritis. So if you develop pain, redness, visual changes, you should contact an eye specialist immediately. And if you let rheumatoid arthritis untreated for many years, it may lead to even more complications such as vision loss. We also call this scleromalacia perforans. So you should stay in contact with your rheumatologist, get your rheumatologist. So you should stay in contact with your rheumatologist and also have an eye exam every year. Now, some patients might experience changes in their voice. because rheumatoid arthritis can affect the voice box. About 30% of patients with rheumatoid arthritis can experience inflammation at the joints in the larynx. We call that the cricoarytenoid joint. So, if you start developing voice changes and your rheumatoid arthritis is the cause of your inflammation, this can be a sign. Very common, my patients with rheumatoid arthritis will complain about being tired before they were diagnosed, but even when they are diagnosed, and especially when they develop flare-ups. And tiredness or fatigue can impact their daily activity, can make it hard for them to focus on their job. But sometimes the cause of fatigue is not only rheumatoid arthritis. So your doctor has to check for other factors or other causes, for example, anemia, thyroid disease. Now, the pain itself and also the fact that you suffer with a chronic condition can cause depression, and depression can cause tiredness or fatigue. If you have a lot of pain, you might have difficulties to sleep, and because of sleep deprivation, you can develop fatigue. Not only that, but if you have ongoing inflammation in the body due to an uncontrolled disease, you may also develop severe fatigue. Some patients do describe that they have low-grade fevers. At nighttime, they start developing what we call low-grade fevers. So if you are experiencing fevers, you have to call your doctor. You have to discuss these symptoms, because fevers can come because of the disease, but because also of infections. So if you take medications for rheumatoid arthritis, they can lower your immune system, like steroids, disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs, or biologics, you must be evaluated for a possible infection. In rare situations, patients with rheumatoid arthritis can develop fevers because of other complications like cancers, lymphoma. So you should be checked for those as well. And even when you let rheumatoid arthritis uncontrolled for a long time, you can develop all these signs of fevers. Now that you've learned about all these uncommon signs, you most likely recognize that you have some of them. You see, that is why rheumatoid arthritis requires special attention and the expertise from a trained physician, a rheumatologist that will recognize all these uncommon signs. Thank you for joining me today on Thriving with Arthritis. If you or someone that you know is struggling with rheumatoid arthritis, listen to my podcast, share it with others, because rheumatoid arthritis is a disease that should not be ignored. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Until the next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep thriving. Thank you for joining Thriving with Arthritis podcast. If you find today's episode valuable, please subscribe. Consider to leave us a review, as your feedback helps us improve and reach out to more people like you. Remember, you are not alone in your journey with arthritis and autoimmune diseases. Together, we can learn, grow, thrive, and not just survive. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will dive deeper into more topics that will matter to you. Until then, keep thriving.